This is Jay Sekulow. A big dispute between Americans United for Separation of Church and State and the U.S. military.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You're going to want to get in the conversation early. I hope you had a good Memorial Weekend. The people in Georgia had an interesting Memorial Weekend because there was a flyby plan, that is a military flyby, which is done, by the way, thousands of times. Thousands of these take place every year, and an event called Task Force Patriot Salute to the Troops. I know Jordan mentioned this briefly on Monday. Well, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, along with the group founded by Mikey Weinstein, that's the lawyer that I debated with at the Air Force Academy at the in Colorado Springs back a couple of months ago. They both objected. Barry Lins, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, actually, I've got the letter in my hand, said it has come to our attention that the U.S. Air Force and U.S. Army will take part in this Memorial Weekend in the Task Force Patriot Salute to the Troops in Stone Mountain, Georgia. The three-day event is sponsored by a Christian organization and is unabashedly religious weekend featuring evangelical Christian speakers and worship service. Quote, this marriage of religion and government is precisely what the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution was designed to forbid. They go on to demand basically a retraction of the sponsorship. They also want the flyby to not take place during a time where there might be religious prayer or worship going on. Folks, they do these events. These flybys are done at NASCAR events every weekend when NASCAR is going on, and it's usually right after the prayers given at NASCAR. You'll see the jets fly over. It's a great recruiting tool for the military. It's to build up patriotism, but Americans United for Separation of Church and State are trying to create a constitutional crisis out of an aircraft flyover at a memorial event.
It's interesting, too, what Barry Lins said in context of, you know, everyone has seen these flyovers this weekend. Many events across the country, probably hundreds or thousands of events, had Air Force or Army flyovers. But Barry Lins said when Americans United sent this letter to the Air Force, it is an over-the-top mixing of government and religion. Shouldn't the military spend its resources on defending the country, not promoting evangelical Christianity? And this is what we asked on Friday, and we ask it again. What about the other groups, Barry Lins? Why isn't Americans United go after NASCAR? Let's try that with the American people or the other thousands of events. I did an event for the Special Olympics in Virginia, a polar plunge event. There were probably a couple thousand people. There was a cold day in the wintertime. There was four jets flying over before that race started. Where's Barry Lins coming after the Special Olympics, the cancer research organizations that do these rallies? They're not fighting in war to do those. It's for patriotism. It's for the people at the event to rally everyone together. Of course, Barry Lins not coming after those groups yet.
No, because this is a group he can go pick on because they're religious and because they had a in fact, they've even gone so far as to say that a major that was there, Major Neal, would have to appear, quote, according to Barry Lins, out of uniform if we were to talk about his faith from the platform. So they want him out of uniform. We want to know what you have to think about this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. What do you think about Americans United for Separation of Church and State now threatening litigation, basically, if the military doesn't back off from flyovers at ceremonial events that might include a religious reference in them? I mean, that's what they're so concerned about. These are, you know, sponsored by organizations that have a spiritual component. 1-800-684-3110. And by the way, the Department of Defense regulations say the military will perform flyovers for civilian-sponsored formal observances of Armed Forces Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, POW or MIA Day, and Veteran Days, which are open to the public. So the law is very clear, but they want a special prohibition if, in fact, it is our military. By the way, the American Center for Law and Justice, on your behalf, we're responding to these letters to the Air Force and to the Army put forward by Americans United, and we want you to sign on to this letter. Could you imagine 10,000 or 20,000 people signing on to a letter going to the Air Force, going to the Army? 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to this important letter or ACLJ.org.
The summer season is a time of celebration, with patriotic events taking place across the country, and the U.S. military often invited to take part. But there's one group working to intimidate the armed forces by questioning their involvement in certain celebrations. Americans United for Separation of Church and State tried to pressure the Air Force to cancel patriotic flybys at a Georgia celebration this past Memorial Day simply because Christian groups were involved in the event. And with the 4th of July approaching, it's likely Americans United will try this tactic again. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Sign on today to a letter going to top military leaders, urging them not to be intimidated by pressure tactics of groups like Americans United. Add your name today. Take a stand for freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life, to live in freedom.
Yeah, how about living in freedom from intimidation? The letter gone from the Americans United for Separation of Church and State to the Secretary of the Air Force and the Secretary of the Army. They're complaining about an event called Task Force Patriotic Salute to Troops. And there was a flyover as part of this event, and they're saying, quote, it's a Christian organization that's unabashedly a religious weekend featuring evangelical Christian speakers. And as the letter says from the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, this marriage of religion and government is precisely what the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment prohibits. Now, we are responding to this. The military, by the way, has an open Department of Defense regulation on these military flyovers, and the military will perform flyovers for civilian-sponsored formal observances of Armed Forces Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, POW/MIA Day, Veterans Day, when open to the public. There's no religious exclusion. They're not saying if it's a religious patriotic event that the military can't participate, but this is exactly what the Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Folks, we got July 4th coming up right around the corner. And it's not just Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Mikey Weinstein has also gotten into this as well.
It has. And his response, very strong. He said the participation of the United States Air Force and United States Army is this blatantly fundamentalist evangelizing Christian conversion spectacle, represents a veritable unparalleled objective as well as metaphysical rape of the very U.S. Constitution, which all members of the American military swear an oath to protect.
He calls this the raping of the Constitution, folks. That's the language coming from Mikey Weinstein on this. Now, here's what we're going to do. We've got lawyers right here at the American Center for Law and Justice that are right now researching this issue out. We are going to send a letter in response to the Department of the Air Force and to the Secretary of the Army. And we want you to join with us. Could you imagine if we let the Army know that we've heard and the Air Force know that we've heard from 20,000 people or 15,000 people that don't want to have this kind of expression denied? This is protected patriotic expression. The fact that it took place in an event that included religious faith components to it doesn't make it off limits. But we've got to send a very loud message on this, or Americans United is going to basically intimidate another group into silence here, this time the military. This is not the way it's supposed to work, folks. We want to hear from you, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to this letter that'll be going to the military personnel again. 877-989-2255.
Todd's calling from Illinois on line 3. Todd, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
I just wanted to first say that, and this man should know, God has always led our military. So, to So that point, I mean, I don't know why he gets so upset about that. God has always led our military. And this day and age when people are so worried about the war and the money, I wanted to address a point. I'm an Air Force veteran, and I don't know for sure, but I know in the past, any flyovers were under the umbrella of training for Air Force pilots. They have to train so many hours on that aircraft. So where they fly doesn't really matter. Training's training. So for people to get upset and say, well, you're wasting our taxpayers' dollars.
They're saying they're wasting the taxpayer. I appreciate your call, Todd. They're saying the taxpayer dollars are being wasted. This is Americans United statement. Because the event, the patriotic event, was sponsored by a faith-based group. Basically, that's their argument. That because it has a religious component to it, a significant religious component, now all of a sudden it's off-limit. Now remember, these are the same groups that were complaining about the Army and the Air Force allowing Fort A.P. Hill to be utilized for the Boy Scouts Jamboree because of their faith requirement, which is basically an oath to God. It's very generic, but it is in the Boy Scout oath. And they were objecting to that as well. Now it's the military flyovers. They want basically a religious exception to the flyover policy. The Department of Defense, as I said, has a policy on this. And they quote in their letter, in the letter from Barry Lynn's organization, listen, Barry Lynn's been on this program before. You know that. We disagree. I mean, we happen to personally get along. We disagree, though, on so many issues. This is now one of them. But they quote from Justice O'Connor. But here's another quote from Justice O'Connor in that Pledge of Allegiance case. She said it was unsurprising that a nation founded by religious refugees and dedicated to religious freedom should find references to divinity in its symbols, songs, mottos, and oaths. Eradicating such references would sever ties to a history that sustains this nation even today. And, I mean, you can't really be any clearer than that. The idea that this now becomes off limits is absolutely ridiculous. Again, if you want to join on the letter, this is a very important letter that's going to go to the military saying to not stop these flyovers. You got July 4th coming up on these patriotic events simply because there's a faith-based component. If you want to respond to Americans United in a protest regarding this prohibition on basically patriotic expression, then join us, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up online at aclj.org.
Let's go back to the phone. Cynthia is calling from North Carolina on line 2. Cynthia, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Cynthia.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Appreciate what you guys are doing there. It's really important to the United States. I am up in arms about this. I'm just absolutely furious. And I think that we're going to have to do something as a country. This is just a small minority that's gotten together, and they've got a loud voice, and we're just going to have to let them know that this is not the way it's going to be.
Well, let me tell you how we're doing that. I appreciate your call, Cynthia. How we're doing that is we're going to respond in writing to the Secretary of Air Force and to the Secretary of the U.S. Army. That's who Americans United drafted their letter to. And we're going to point out the view of the law that we think is correct. Based on a lot of cases that I've argued at the Supreme Court of the United States, you got to look at this in context. Thousands and thousands of these flyovers are done every year. Jordan, you've been researching that out this morning. Thousands of these take place.
That's right. Not for events nearly as big as the event that went on in Stone Mountain this weekend with this Memorial Day celebration that Americans United was so upset about. Can go down to the hundreds of people. If you've got 350 foreign people at your event, you can request a military flyover as long as you do follow the right procedure. And I think it's 30 days before you go online, fill out all the forms you need to do. But anyone can do that. And again, folks, you've got Americans United saying this is a waste of money. That's what Barry Lynn said. He said, shouldn't the military spend its resources on defending the country? But what about the other events going on across the country? If that's really the focus of Americans United, why not go after NASCAR? Why not go after all those relays, those races, things that people do for charity events? Why? Because they're not Christian. And that's what Barry Lynn wants to go after. He wants to go after the Christian groups, any of the Christian groups doing this. Of course, attacking the military at the same time, going after Memorial Day celebration. Folks, this is what you've got to understand. You read this and you see this is about money. This is about wasting money. But these groups only target one group. They target Christians, and that's it.
You know, here's what's interesting here. This particular letter by Americans United doesn't cite the equal access cases. When you've got a broad-based benefit going to a variety of different groups, and here these flyovers can take place on, I'm holding a list, actually, that one of our law clerks put together for me. I mean, it goes everything from the Fraternal Order of Eagles to Armed Forces Day to, I mean, all over the country. If some of those happen to be religiously affiliated groups, that shouldn't be the disqualifier. But that's exactly how Barry Lynn and the Americans United for Separation of Church and State are viewing this. They're viewing it as a disqualifier. They're basically saying that the Army and the Air Force shouldn't do these kind of events because it sends a message, and the message of his endorsement of religion. And I think what Justice O'Connor said is correct, is that it's unsurprising that a nation founded by religious refugees and dedicated to religious freedom should find references to divinity in its symbols, its songs, its mottos, its oath. Eradicating such references would sever ties to a history that sustains this nation even today. So, folks, this is the nature of the fight. We want to know what you have to think about this. Are you surprised by this move by Americans United? Do you think Americans United is incorrect here? Do you think they need to be challenged? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
It's interesting. I'm looking at this list. This is pulled down from the Army's website, which also does flyovers. They participated in this weekend's event as well. And just on one Saturday in May, I was looking at May 19th, the Army alone was doing 20 flyovers across the country just in one day. Just for the May events, we're talking, I think I've got 9 or 10 pages here, just for the month of May, for how many flyovers the Army is doing across the country. But where's Barry Lynn? Seems like that's a lot of money being spent. That's a lot of jet fuel. But they target the one Christian event on Memorial Day weekend, 2 days before the event begins. And don't believe their website. You go to AU, it looks like, if you go to AU.org, the planes weren't flying this weekend. The planes were flying this weekend. And though the Air Force shouldn't have bowed down at all to Americans United, at the end of the day, there were still flyovers going on this Memorial Day weekend at Stone Mountain Park.
But you've got July 4th coming up. And folks, what we're concerned about right now is the next level of events. So that's what we're so concerned about. Let's try to get one more call before the break.
Larry's calling from Virginia on line 4. Larry, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, how you doing? I got a curiosity question. I'm not
sure.
Please excuse my ignorance, but bottom line is this: I've always been taught to fight fire with fire, and I'm not a fighter. But if all these groups like ALO and the American Group Against Christians stuff like that, if Christians, all the Christians in the United States, got together and filed separately a suit against all these organizations who are directly attacking Christians.
The way to meet them is, look, you got to meet them in court when they file suits. But here's a perfect example. You've got letters being drafted that they sent to the Army and the Air Force. We are countering that today, Larry. We are sending letters in response to what Americans United sent to the Army and the Air Force. And what we're doing is asking for thousands of Americans to sign on to this letter. Like I said, can you imagine we get 10 or 15,000 signatures, names on this letter, or a committee of 10,000 people saying we want to make sure these flyovers continue, especially as the holidays, July 4th celebration, is right around the corner. You know they're going to try this again. So add your name. I encourage you, Larry, and many, many others, if you want to really protect patriotic expression at these events, including events that have a faith component, then you need to call us, 877-989-2255. We want you to add your name to this letter. It's going to make a huge statement both to the Air Force and to the Army, and also to Americans United for Separation of Church and State. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
I knew that I was going to get an education that was both academically challenging and would act as a moral compass.
Kyle Graham is talking about his experience at Regent University's undergraduate program. After working for years without a degree, Kyle knew the value of higher education and returned to school. His focus? Organizational leadership and management, a course of study that's challenging, one that will prepare him for a career in the business world.
In today's society, there are enormous pressures to do the right thing. I just believe that Regent University will equip me to make those decisions that key leaders in the business world are going to have to make on a day-to-day basis.
At Regent University, we believe in leadership to change the world. Learn more at regentundergrad.com. For more information or to enroll, call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Take the advice of Kyle Graham and enroll today.
It's a top-notch university, and my experience here has been nothing but great.
When you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life. The summer season is a time of celebration, with patriotic events taking place across the country and the U.S. military often invited to take part. But there is one group working to intimidate the armed forces by questioning their involvement in certain celebrations. Americans United for Separation of Church and State tried to pressure the Air Force to cancel patriotic flybys at a Georgia celebration this past Memorial Day simply because Christian groups were involved in the event. And with the 4th of July approaching, it's likely Americans United United will try this tactic again. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Sign on today to a letter going to top military leaders, urging them not to be intimidated by pressure tactics of groups like Americans United. Add your name today. Take a stand for freedom. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I'm holding in my hand a four-page letter from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. It's addressed to the Air Force and to the Secretary of the Army. It's involving an event called the Task Force Patriotic Salute to the Troops. It took place this weekend in Stone Mountain Park in Georgia. They were objecting Americans United to a flyby, saying it was, quote, preferential treatment to religious organizations, which is interesting because I've got the actual Department of Defense guideline that says the military will perform flyovers for civilian-sponsored formal observances of Armed Forces Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day, POW/MIA Day, and Veterans Day, as long as they are open to the public. This event was. They want a religious disqualifier. That if it's a faith-based group that's doing the patriotic event, that the military can't participate that way. They even went so far as to tell a military officer that he could not appear, in their view, in uniform if he was going to give a, quote, word of religious testimony. So this coming out of Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
It's right. This was a three-day event, and it's interesting just to look through the quotes coming out of Americans United from this letter. The first one saying, you know, this is a three-day event. It's sponsored by a Christian organization, an unabashedly religious weekend featuring evangelical Christian speakers and a worship service. That's right, a worship service. That was on Sunday morning, which lots of different groups. I mean, I think if you think
the
about
PGA the PGA Tour, the golf
that's
tour
right,
has
the golf tournaments, as well as NASCAR. I'm surprised Americans United, maybe they'll try to take on NASCAR with the American people because of those flyovers that occur right after the prayers. But again, folks, when you look through the schedule of this event, there were 3 days, one religious service, and Americans United said that was too many. We need you to join with us. Join this letter of protest, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. Eric is calling from Massachusetts online, too. Eric, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hey, Eric.
Hi. I just want to apologize for the background noise.
That's okay.
Tractor trailer right now. I just feel that it's wrong to discriminate against any particular group just because of an affiliation. Unless a group is, you know, causing a problem or doing something that someone should see as a real violation, something like that, how can you say or discriminate against a group just for being a group?
Well, but I'm holding the letter in my hand from Americans United, and they said that because it is an unabashedly Christian organization and will have evangelical Christian speakers and a worship service, they said that in and of itself makes it a disqualifying event that the military has to back away from. So that's the position they're taking. We've got, by the way, senior lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice that served in the military. In fact, Skip Ash, who heads up our military affairs group, is a senior lawyer for the ACLJ, 20 years in the military. And he's right now heading up with some of our other lawyers and our law clerks. We're doing the research, getting the letters ready. We're going to respond in writing. And again, as Jordan just said, we want you to be part of the response team to stand up for these patriotic expressions, including with July 4th around the corner. You know this is going to be coming again. 877-989-2255. We want your voice to be heard on this. I think it's that critical. I think it's that important. 877-989-2255. To add your name to this response letter from Americans United for Separation of Church and State, you'll be part of the American Center for Law and Justice response to this. Again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Jerry's calling from Texas Online 4. Jerry, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, thank you for having me. I got
sure.
a couple of comments
okay.
on your discussion that's going on. I'm a B-52 instructor in the reserves, in the Air Force Reserves.
Great.
And I do a lot of flybys, especially in the reserves, being that we fly on weekends. I heard a comment about, well, were they flying anyway? Of course we're flying. We fly every day, especially the reserves who fly on weekends. So we're not adding additional sorties to do these flybys. The other thing is there's a lot of requirements from the Secretary of the Air Force on how we do these flybys. They're all approved. And they all have to have an honor guard on the ground. They all have to have certain requirements. Like we couldn't just go do a flyby for Pfizer or who else,
right?
Without the Secretary of the Air Force approval. It's on his website, as you were talking about. Also, these sorties, nine out of ten times, we're already up flying a training sortie over, for instance.
Tell everybody what I know what a sortie is, but Jerry, tell everybody what a sortie is so they know what that is.
Say again?
Tell everybody what a sortie is. I know what it is, but a lot of people may not.
Oh, a sortie is a flight.
Yep.
It's basically when we go up into a training flight, there can be a combat sortie if you were over Afghanistan, or a training sortie. That's just another word for a flight. But we're already up doing that. When we happen to add that maybe to the last 30 minutes of to the end of the sortie to do a flyby, and, you know, for it may be a festival or a...
Sure.
For us, it was, say, Texas Motor Speedway for the flyby. But one of the biggest keys to this, I think, is that people need to understand that they own these airplanes, and when I'm in them, they own me. And the part of that is taking out these warbirds, whether it be a fighter, whether it be a bomber, a C-5, or anything else, and you show them to your public to show them how powerful the military is, so they have confidence in that.
Well, that's, you know, this is an important, both for generally for patriotism, but also for military recruitment. And basically, Americans United is taking the position that those events, if there's a religious component to it, who wants those people to participate? That's basically what they're saying. We don't want those groups, we don't want the flyovers on an event where there's a religious component to it, which, as Jordan mentioned earlier, you were talking about the NASCAR event just now. Well, I mean, that happens all the time. They usually do the prayer, and then the flyover comes by the military, and it's a great recruiting tool for the military. And there are thousands of these, as Jerry just said, there are thousands of these that take place every month. Thousands of them that take place. And the fact that some of them include groups that have a faith-based component should not disqualify them from participation. I think that's absolutely absurd. That's why we're getting off a letter to the Secretary of the Air Force and the Army responding to this Americans United letter. We need to hear from you. We want at least 10,000 people signing on with us. 877-989-2255 to add your voice. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Inez is calling from New York on line 6. Inez, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Inez.
Oh, thank you.
Sure.
I just want to know, what is a frivolous lawsuit, and why is it that it can't be used against some of these things that are coming up?
Well, here you've got a threat of litigation. Although Mikey Weinstein said that in one of the articles that I just saw, who's in charge of this Military Religious Freedom Foundation, who's a very bright lawyer, by the way. I debated him out at the Military Air Force Academy. He's an Air Force Academy graduate. We disagree on this issue personally. Again, I get along with him quite well, but we disagree on this issue. But he's saying that he is in the process right now of getting litigation ready, that it's around the corner, and that litigation is going to be the next step here. So that's what he's saying. Americans United, instead of litigation, what they've said is they've threatened that this is violating the law and that they're demanding, quote, corrective measures take place.
That's right. They tried to threaten a lot of these speakers who are active duty members of the armed services to not speak this week. And that's what American United was trying at the end of the day. And they failed to get the Air Force to not do these flyovers. The Air Force did the flyovers. And that's really what, if you read the website, American United, it looks like the Air Force was not involved in this at all. They were doing those flyovers just like they do thousands of them every single year.
Yeah, so this is, you know, folks, look, there are thousands of these done. This is a chance for us to stand up to Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Let the Air Force and the military know that there's a lot of Americans, tens of thousands of you, that don't want to have these patriotic expressions removed if the event happens to have a faith-based component or is sponsored by a faith-based group. Here's what I think is so important for you to understand. Tens of thousands of these take place in a year. Thousands of them in a month. And the idea that you would then disqualify faith-based groups from participating in this, just to us, is incorrect. That's not the way it's supposed to be. So here's what we want to encourage you to do as we get ready to close this broadcast out. We are putting together a letter that's going to go to the military on this to respond directly to Americans United for Separation of Church and State's letter. We're going to respond directly to that. We've already looked at the Department of Defense guidelines. We're in good shape there. Legally, we think we're absolutely correct. But we want to let the various military components know that there are tens of thousands of Americans standing with us on this that want to protect these patriotic events, even if the group involved is a faith-based group. So we want to add your name to this. It's very important that we hear from you. We can't think of a better way to honor our troops than this. 877-989-2255. The number again is 877-989-2255 to add your name to this letter to protect patriotic expression. You can also go to the website at ACLJ.org. You can sign the letter right there online, or simply call us at 877-989-2255.